John, a first defeat of the season, a disappointing evening.
Well, it isn't so much the defeat, it's the manner of the defeat. You know, Sheffield took us on up the middle, the betters up the middle, no doubt about that. For 80 yards of the when they were attacking, until they got in our 20, the ball didn't go outside the scrum line, so they've just hammered our middle, and it succeeded. And obviously we became frustrated at the lack of possession as well, because we've hardly had any ball. Frustrated with some of the officials' decisions, and we lost our discipline. And consequently, I mean, from when we went 10-0 up, they've had twice as much ball as we've had. And you just can't, it's been a game of attack v defence. They've attacked, we've defended, and ultimately we've broken.
16 penalties conceded tonight, John. Is there any arguments on any of them?
Well, I haven't analysed every one. I've just come in from the game. So, I mean, how many penalties did we get?
10.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just didn't resemble a game of rugby league. You know, the fact that we had a man sent off, they had a man sin-binned with another man sin-binned, and I mean, it just didn't resemble a game of rugby league. So, I mean, it's pretty disappointing. I just didn't feel there was any control over matters, and that's how it's ended up. So it's very it's a disappointing result, but more for me, the biggest disappointment was the performance.
One of the penalties, of course, was the decision to send James Green off. Did you see that incident?
I'll have to have a look at that. But obviously he saw something that not many other people saw. But he was marched from the field, you know, and then Ben Blackmore was given 10 minutes. So we'll have to have a look at that and see what there is. But it was a little surreal, that, especially the last 40 minutes. It was a strange experience.
You must have been pleased, though, with the performance, how you started in that opening 20 minutes leading 10-0.
I'm pleased. I mean, it sounds daft, but I'm pleased how we've scrambled in defence and worked so hard in defence, because, you know, we just haven't had any ball, and we haven't had any ball attacking their line, and that's probably the reason why they've been so comfortable throughout the night and been able to really hammer our middles and take control of the game. But they have done, and congratulations to Sheffield. But we need to, there's certain things we need to address before York next week.
How much disruption did Dane having his newborn child and you having to put Rowan in this evening cause?
Well, it's of course it's disrupted, because we practice with Dane, and the kids come in, but he's created two tries, you know, so he did himself a load of good that first 20 minutes. But it's difficult when you're a young man, 18-year-old man, and your forwards are getting mullered as ours were mullered. So we'll have to see that. But obviously we'd have preferred an experienced half-back pairing, but we didn't have that. We had a young half-back pairing, and the result may well be there for all to see.
And also Krasniqi made his debut, John. A difficult game to get acclimatised to, but I thought he made some good
metres. No, it's not a difficult game. I mean, it's his job. His job's running hard and tackling hard, you know. And but as I say, we need to really have a look before we try to come up with a 17 for next week, and because obviously it's another formidable challenge next week when we play York.